Culture killer number two, isolation. Now, whether you're a coach or a leader in any type of situation, I think we all need to be aware we're all prone to falling into this trap of isolation. And I think there's two ways to look at this. When things are going really, really well in our programs, we're winning lots, things are going well, it's really easy to fall into the trap of maybe thinking that you know it all, you don't need to listen to outside voices like your assistant coaches, or it's easy to become prone or to be unaware of our blind spots. Just think, okay, everything's going well for a reason, I have it all figured out, and we can fall into that trap where we're unwilling to look at potential pitfalls coming our way and to continue bettering ourselves. Maybe because things are going well, we stop reading as much. We don't listen to those good podcasts anymore. We're not taking the time to invest in ourselves to continue growing because we think we have it all figured out. That's one way where we can isolate ourselves from that continued growth. In a more difficult situation, maybe things aren't going well in your leadership position, in your program, in your coaching. Maybe you're questioning yourself. Maybe your team isn't winning a lot. Maybe you're dealing with some really frustrating circumstances within your program and you have tons of doubt. And when this is going on within your program, in your coaching life, it's really easy to maybe isolate yourself in another negative way where you're so down on yourself and you isolate yourself away from your friends, your family, your assistant coaches, your players, and you just fall into this pit where you feel like you can't get out and you isolate yourself. And that can be a really dangerous place where you can fall into some, and you start trying to maybe self-medicate or looking at some other options where maybe it's substance abuse or spending unuseful time online in a variety of ways, and you stop growing and you just don't know how to get out. And coaches, maybe you found yourself in one of those two situations. And in my life, I know I can be prone to that negative isolation where I can get really down on myself and I don't want to hear from other people. And one of the big things that's really helped me in my coaching experience, especially over the last 18 months, was I signed up for the mentorship program with Thrive On Challenge. And working with JP for the last year and a half, in those times where things are going well, I'm challenged to continue to grow and to keep getting better. And then when things aren't going as well and I'm frustrated and I'm dealing with challenging circumstances within my program, I'm forced in a positive way not to isolate myself, to meet weekly, to talk, to figure out how to get things, to get out of that rut, and to bring me back in, to center me, to remember why do I coach and why am I doing this? So coaches, if you find yourself in one of those two situations, I really encourage you, reach out if you're interested in the mentorship program, reach out to JP or Nate at thriveonchallenge.com or contact me. You can email me at ssouden@briarcrest.ca or you can check me out on Twitter at Coach Souden, at Coach Souden. Reach out to me there. I'd love to chat with you, hear your story. And if you're interested in the mentorship program at all, please take the time to reach out. We'd love to hear from you. That was episode 163 of the Culture Builders Podcast. Tune in next time for Culture Killer number 3.